This week, we are seeing the 1195, but I think that's way too long. 12 verses. I was thinking about 1196, the one next to it.
Yeah, I remember that.
That guy is leaving.
Amen.
In the verse 3, or the stanza 3, in all the churches we are being filled now. Amen.
I started out as a communist too after the army.
Feel us now.
Praise the Lord. Oh, God is living.
Amen. Our God is living.
Amen. Still young.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The living God is living in us.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I flipped to him.
Amen. Here we taste his riches.
Amen. Oh, it's so good to be with the brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Tasting, coming together to taste his riches.
Yes.
Amen.
He is our portion.
Amen.
Saints, he's your portion.
Amen.
Amen.
Just say, oh Lord.
Amen.
As he was before.
Oh Lord. Amen.
1196.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
1196.
Oh, it's okay. Hallelujah. I thought so too.
Amen.
No, it's fine.
Our God is living. Say hallelujah. He's living.
He's living in us. Say hallelujah. We taste his riches. He is our portion. Just say, oh Lord, taste and see. We come together, there's nothing better, for in the Spirit we are his family, his living body, we just express him. Jesus is our reality. In all the churches we're being filled now. For saturation throughout the nation, to spread our Jesus to every city. This land will see the living Christ.
In all the
churches, we're being filled now. For saturation throughout the nation, to spread our Jesus to every city. This land will see the living Christ.
This land
will see the living Christ.
Amen.
This land is the living Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is the living Christ.
Amen.
And he makes us living.
Yes.
That's right. Lord, you make us living.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are life.
Amen.
Thank you. You came unto us as life.
Amen.
Oh, we're tasting and seeing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Christ has come to be life.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you. You're the spirit of life with our spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Sing this one again.
Amen.
This is a good one.
Amen.
Our God is living. Say hallelujah. He's living in us. Say hallelujah. We taste his riches. He is our portion. Just say, oh Lord, taste and see. We come together. His living body, we just express him. Jesus is our reality. In all the churches, we're being filled now for saturation throughout the nation to spread our Jesus to everyone. every city. This land will see the living Christ.
This land will see the living Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming together this morning.
Amen.
In one spirit.
Amen.
Through your living body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, we can come together.
Amen.
Oh, we say there is nothing better.
Amen.
Oh, there is nothing better.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, there's nothing better when we come together.
Amen.
Oh, we are be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
To feast until we are filled on you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Here we have our portion.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. You're our portion.
Amen.
That you've accomplished everything.
Amen.
Oh, that we could be here this morning.
Amen.
Tasting and seeing.
Amen.
Tasting you as our portion.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. We say, yes, Lord, thank you for everything that you have done.
Amen.
Oh, that today you could have become our portion.
Amen.
Oh, that today in the churches we could be filled.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we can taste your riches.
Amen.
Just say, oh, Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Except in the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
spirit of reality shall be in you.
Amen.
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 Oh, and he will guide you.
Amen.
Into all the reality.
Amen.
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 Saints, could we sing hymn 949?
949.
Christ is the hope of glory. My very life is he.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He has regenerated and saturated me.
Amen.
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 Yes. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Christ is
the hope of glory. My very life is he. He has regenerated and saturated me. He comes to change my body, by his subduing mind. Why, to his glorious body in glory bride. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body he'll transfigure like his own, it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory he will come, his saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, he is God's mystery. He shares with me God's fullness and brings God into me. He comes to make me blended with God in every way, that I may share his glory with him for a. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body he'll transfigure like his own and then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory he will come. Saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, redemption full is he. Redemption to my body, from death to set it free. He comes to make my body a glorious one to be. And swallow death forever in victory. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body he'll transfigure like his own, it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory he will come, his saints to glorify. Christ is the hope of glory, he is my history. His life is my experience, for he is one with me. He comes to bring me into his glorious liberty, that one with him completely I'll ever be. He comes, Christ comes to glorify me. My body he'll transfigure like his own, it then will be. He comes, redemption to apply. As hope of glory he will come, his saints to glorify.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He comes.
Amen. He comes.
Amen.
Amen.
Redemption to apply.
Amen.
Say, come.
Amen.
Oh, come, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Come, Lord, quickly.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Lord, as we're feasting on your table deep within, there's the cry of come.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we're longing for your coming.
Amen.
Complete your salvation work with us.
Amen.
This age.
Amen.
Bring in your kingdom.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
That's right, Lord.
Right. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for coming to us all week long.
Amen. Amen.
Your coming is daily, hourly, minute by minute.
Amen.
Hope in your only joy.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you came into us as the hope of glory.
Amen.
And now you're bringing us into glory.
Amen.
From glory to glory.
Amen.
Bring us from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for making us like you.
Amen.
Until we match you, Lord.
Amen.
Until we match your desire to come back.
Amen.
Spirit of the Bride say, come.
Amen.
Amen. The one who has become one with us.
Amen.
One with you in every way.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this transforming and glorified spirit.
Amen.
This table testifies you are coming back again.
Amen.
To glorify the body.
Amen.
Oh, we have been in having you as a hope of glory.
Amen.
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 Saturating us,
amen.
Transforming us,
amen.
Informing us,
amen.
Glorifying us,
amen.
Hallelujah, this table testifies you have reached us.
Amen.
Oh, you're in us.
Amen.
You're making us the same as you are.
Amen.
So that you will no longer be a bachelor.
Amen.
Be God with man.
God become an incorporated God.
Amen.
Incorporate all the dear saints.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, you're sharing God's fullness with us.
Amen.
You brought God into us.
Amen.
He shares with us God's fullness.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, thou art in us as life and everything to us.
Amen. Oh, as life and everything to us.
Amen.
Subjective and available.
Amen.
As I experience thee.
Amen.
That's right. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord, thou art the
Spirit.
Amen.
How dear and near to me.
Amen.
Oh, how we enjoy.
Yes.
Oh, this morning we're enjoying.
Amen.
The marvelous availability.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
We change the I to we.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Thou art in me as life and everything to us.
What?
Subjective and available.
Processes you went through.
Amen.
Oh, to become the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
And to get into us.
Amen.
To fulfill Amen. The Father's purpose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we praise you this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the process you went for us.
Amen.
Oh, the Spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for becoming so available
Amen.
To us.
Amen.
Oh, for Christ in the church.
Amen.
Praise you for becoming the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we praise you for becoming the joining one.
Amen.
Amen, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you became so available.
Amen.
Joined, Lord,
Amen.
All of your saints.
Amen.
Not just once for all.
Amen.
Daily in experience.
Amen.
Joining.
Yes.
Joining.
Amen.
Amen. Something flows from you.
Amen.
To all of your saints.
Amen.
As we're joined to you.
Amen.
So experiential.
Amen.
Not just doctrinal.
Amen.
Praise you as this one.
Amen.
What a wonderful one you are.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are so wonderful.
Amen.
Become so subjective and available.
Amen.
One Spirit with us all the time.
Amen.
He who is joined to the Lord is
one Spirit.
Amen. Oh, we're joined to the Lord.
Amen.
One Spirit. To become one.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, thank you. This is an eternal union.
Amen.
Oh, it's an indissoluble union.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, in this union, we're getting saturated with you.
Amen.
Becoming the same as you are as your counterpart.
Yes.
Amen. You're not alone anymore.
No.
Hallelujah. We're not alone.
No.
We're being built with the saints and the triune God.
Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful Spirit in us, He's the wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son's a Spirit now. He's the wonderful Spirit in us. Oh, He's the wonderful Spirit in us. He's the wonderful Spirit.
The cry from deep,
deep
within,
from
the wonderful Spirit in us.
Amen.
11:13.
Amen. Abba, Father, is the cry from deep within.
Amen.
Oh, you sent forth the Spirit of your Son
into
our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Complete the sonship in us.
Amen.
Saturate us.
Amen.
With the Spirit of your Son.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. You sent forth the Spirit into our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, now He's one with us.
Amen.
We're one with you, Father.
Amen.
Oh, now deep within we cry, Abba, Father.
Amen.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Father is the source of life.
Amen.
Rich, free,
amen.
Living water flowing out
amen.
Of eternity.
Eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh God,
thou art the source of life, divine and rich and free. Amen.
Son.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Father.
Amen.
So richly care for us.
Amen.
Thy love with one accord we sing.
Amen.
Care with praise thee thus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise you, Father. Father.
Yes.
Motivated you.
Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
In the
right.
Son through the Spirit.
Amen.
He's so one with us.
Amen.
Incorporate
praise
us
Father.
Into you.
Amen.
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 Father.
Amen. Amen.
Christ of grace.
Amen.
Oh, the free flowing spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. All of us.
Amen.
God's wealth to share.
Amen.
To all eternity.
Amen.
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 We love you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for flowing to us in the Son.
Amen.
Reaching us through the Spirit.
Amen.
We can enjoy all your riches this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Father,
Jesus.
For though we have often slighted thee,
amen.
Thy spirit often grieved.
Amen.
Oh, yet,
yet
thou dost still as spirit come,
amen.
As life to be received.
Amen.
Lord, thank you we can come forth with boldness.
Amen.
Lord, just as we are.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
This morning we come forward.
Amen.
Come forward to the throne.
Yes.
Oh, receive Father God as the source of life.
Amen.
Amen.
Such a way.
Amen.
Such a way in the Son.
Yes.
We can come forward.
Amen.
Father.
Enjoy you as the
yes.
Spirit.
Amen.
Who is true worshiper.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
So rich.
Amen.
So wonderful.
Amen.
So near and dear to us.
Amen.
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 Yes. Amen. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, what a refreshing table that was with you all. All right, so we're on week 10 of laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 10. And this week we see some wonderful governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. So how about we just go through day by day as we typically do. We can stand up in small groups and we'll read through the days and then we'll come back and we'll pray over a couple of these verses. How about that?
Amen.
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 As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him.
Amen.
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
But he who is joined to the Lord is one Spirit, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who is thirsty come. And let him who wills take the water of life freely.
Amen.
So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
For even as the body is one, and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him.
He said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night.
Amen. All right, so now we'd like to take just a couple minutes here to practice praying over the Word of God.
Amen.
Based on Paul's admonition to us in Ephesians, to receive the Word of God by means of all prayer.
Amen.
And, you know, this is not a recovered truth, but it is a recovered practice to pray over the Word of God. So, you know, God speaks His Word to us. He speaks to us through His Word, and we speak to Him through prayer. And we pray, we mingle these two together. We let Him speak to us through His Word, and we respond to Him with prayer.
Amen.
And depending on your situation, it may look different. You know, when I'm at home in the morning, I practice to pray read, and it looks a little different than the way we pray read here together, because yes, I don't have all y'all with me.
Exactly.
But in principle, it's the same.
Amen.
We get the Spirit who gives life.
Amen.
And so we just like to practice, and we encourage all the saints to enter in. We just take little portions, and we declare them to the Lord, and we say amen to one another. And the end result is we get filled with the Lord.
Amen.
We get filled with the Spirit.
Yeah.
So if you don't get filled with the Spirit by prayer reading these words, then you're not quite there yet. But keep practicing.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to open our mouth.
Amen.
You got to open our eyes first to read. You got to open our mouth to speak and open our spirit to receive the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
So how about we take day one, Colossians 2:6 and Galatians 5:16. Okay. Let's read those together one more time, and then we'll pray over them.
As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in Him.
Amen.
But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, as therefore you have received the Christ.
Amen.
As therefore you have received the Christ.
Amen.
Is the Christ.
Amen.
Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
Walk in Him.
Amen. Walk in Him.
Walk in Him.
Walk in Him.
Amen.
Walk in Him.
Amen.
Walk in Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, it's the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we received you.
Yes.
We walk in you.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Just like a good land, we can walk in you.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
but I say, walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
But I say, walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, walk in Him.
Yes.
Walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
By the Spirit, and you shall by no means.
Amen.
You shall by no means.
Amen.
You shall by no means.
By no means.
By no means.
By no means.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen.
By no means fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen. Oh, by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Right, Lord, we exercise your Spirit.
Amen.
Walk by the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Lord Jesus. Okay, let's get into the Word a little bit this morning, huh? Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this morning we're going to cover some governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Okay, something has eluded me here this morning. Okay, there we go. Okay, first of all, I love this verse here. As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him.
Amen.
That's Colossians 2:6. That's the key verse. Walk in him. How can you walk in a person?
Yeah.
I mean, tell me, how can you walk in a person? It means it must be pointing to something else, right?
Right.
Yeah. It's pointing to something else, obviously.
Right.
So we know it's pointing to the good land, where the children of Israel were commanded to walk. Wherever you walk, you will possess.
Amen.
So they were commanded to walk in the good land.
Amen.
And you walk in it, it's yours.
Amen.
So same thing here. Paul is saying in Colossians 2:6, as therefore you have received the Lord Jesus,
You receive the Christ.
Jesus the Lord. He's making sure it's clear who he's talking about. Walk in him.
Amen.
So that's what we're commanded to do this morning. And so we have governing principles, some guides, some rules, how to possess Christ. How do you possess that land? They were ordered to walk in it. Now, how do we today possess the land? What are those governing principles? What do we need to do? They were asked to walk. How do we possess Christ? Okay, so that's what we're going to see this morning real quick. I don't have a lot of time. So, the good land today, brothers and sisters, is the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
As the Spirit.
Amen.
As the Spirit.
In Galatians 3:14, that was promised to us.
Amen.
So we have the Spirit today. But you know what? I love Romans 8:16. Can someone grab that verse? I want to show you what's in that verse. Hey, praise the Lord. Romans 8:16 is what? The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. There are two spirits in here. Okay, you see, the first one is the big S spirit.
Amen.
And the second one is the small S spirit. So if I was to draw on the board, big S and a small S. The two spirits today are mingled together as one.
Amen.
So, the Lord is the Jesus. Spirit. The Lord is in our spirit.
Amen.
So how do you walk in your spirit? Right? I love this. To walk according to the Spirit, this point here, C, says, to walk according to the Spirit and by the Spirit is the central and crucial point of the New Testament. Yeah. So it brings us to Romans 2. It's not only the central and crucial point, it is the key to every type of spiritual fellowship and activity.
Amen.
And there are 18 points here, and I'm not going to get into all of them, but I just mentioned, you know, and it can be summed up in this verse, 1 Corinthians 6:17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit.
Amen.
We are one spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
So therefore, We not only worship God in our spirit, but listen to this. God is our dwelling place.
Amen.
In spirit.
Yes.
We're regenerated in our spirit. Then we put to death the practices of the body in spirit.
Amen.
Then if we walk according to the spirit, we shall by no means.
Amen. That's strong.
That is strong.
That's very strong.
No
means.
No means.
There's no way
yeah.
to fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
So if there are arguments, we're probably not in the spirit. Okay. Arguments lead to fight. Fight sometimes lead to deaths. We hear them all the time. So then we move on to Roman numeral 3. We need to see the one in whom we need to walk is the Christ in his full ministry in 3 stages.
Amen.
And this one is quite delicious. It just points out that the bachelor God, he became flesh. He became the redeeming God. He died. Then he resurrected to become the life-giving spirit. Now the life-giving spirit is sevenfold intensified, and this spirit is in us.
Amen.
That's the one that's in us.
That's right.
Wow.
Amen.
Then the next point is really great. It points to the Christ in whom we need to walk. Is not only the individual Christ, but he's also the body Christ. Acts 9:4. Saul is there, okay, before he became Paul. Saul is there on his way to Damascus. And he's doing all kind of things to the believers. We know, right, having read Acts. But the Lord says to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Did Saul persecute the Lord Jesus physically? No, he already died and resurrected. So why would he say, why do you persecute me? And it's there, read it, Acts 9:4.
That's right.
He's not referring to the head Christ, but the body Christ.
Amen.
So, wow, the Christ who we're walking in today is not only the individual Christ, but also the body Christ.
Amen.
Walk in that.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I've got 1 minute to go. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Today the Lord is building the body Christ in the church life.
Amen.
So, with whom are you being built up?
Yeah.
With whom are you being blended? That's the question. I'll leave that to you. Then Roman numeral 5 points out, in order to possess and walk in the all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we need to see that the presence of the Lord means everything.
Amen.
Everything in both our life in the Lord and our work in the Lord.
Amen.
So you know what? Here's the governing principle. Here's the governing principle. His face, his smile, his presence.
Amen.
That's the governing principle. Before you migrate to somewhere, you better check with his face.
That's right.
Check with his face.
Check with his face.
Do you have his smile?
Yeah.
If you have his smile, the Lord be with you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you have his smile. And you could see, you can go to Exodus 33. The Moses is there bargaining with the Lord. If you're not going to go, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. And eventually the Lord just tells him, okay, Moses, my presence shall go with you.
Amen.
He was happy.
Amen.
That's the governing principle. Do we have the Lord's smile? So then last point, let's read it together. In order to possess and walk in the all-inclusive Christ as the reality of the good land, we need to live and serve in the reality of the priesthood
by having much and thorough prayer in our life and service.
That's another principle. We need to have much and thorough prayer. Much and thorough prayer. A says, whether the church is living and fresh and enriched depends on the one thing, that we're being, number one, filled continuously with the Spirit. In order to be filled continuously, we need to be those who are willing,
Amen.
Empty, and praying.
Amen.
Willing, Amen. Empty,
Amen.
And praying.
Amen.
And then let's read C together, the last one. If all the saints in the churches persevere in prayer, their recovery will be greatly enriched and uplifted.
Furthermore, the saints will enjoy the Lord, his presence, and his instant and constant anointing.
All day long, they will enjoy the smile of the Lord's face, and the living person of Christ will become their experience and enjoyment.
All the problems in the church are solved through fellowship, prayer, and the anointing. May the Lord have mercy on us to know these governing principles and apply them so that we can possess Christ. Okay, now it's your turn. Show us some of the principles if you enjoy this week. Share with us. You've got 2 minutes to share with us your enjoyment and how you've possessed Christ this week.
Amen.
If you're not used to speaking, you could stand with somebody else and read a small portion. Okay?
Amen. We also have some who are in the Summer School of Truth this week. They may want to stand up and share their enjoyment as well.
Right. Okay, who's going to be first? I'll remain standing until you start. You start. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus, thank you for our empty vessels.
Amen.
I was reading this, and this week just, y'all don't know, I have 4 boys at home. And just this week was just, felt defeated, just tired, just, it's hot. And not wanting to mingle, just kind of wanting to be home, and the feeling of being defeated. And then when I read this, God cannot build, in day 6, sorry, God cannot build his dwelling place by himself.
Yeah.
I thought about that. God, how can God not do whatever he so wills without wanting to do it? But he needs us.
Yes.
He needs us to be empty, and he needs us to be willing. And I looked at that 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray unceasingly. Like, to think about that. All the thoughts that run through our heads as parents, as just people, we think all day long, and how easy it is for Satan to take over those thoughts, and for us to quickly say, I don't want to, I'm tired, it's hot. But all the Lord asks us is to be willing and open.
Amen.
Amen. Amen for being willing.
That's good.
Amen.
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 Amen. So good. Well, I'll follow that. I think willing is also a portion of being married, right? In this marriage, it's better to be willing to be married to someone than it is to not. Because otherwise, it may not work out. But in this portion, it talks about to be joined in marriage is to be created, redeemed, regenerated, transformed, and glorified tripartite man. For those that stay tuned. The second portion. So with this, composed of spirit, soul, and body, who ultimately constitutes the church, the expression of God. So we may say, you know, in my circumstance at least, Lord, why is all this stuff happening? This is not fair. Not in my life, but it's just in the world life. I mean, it's demonic. Is what it is. I mean, we've all known that, but we see it more and more these days. So we say, Lord, come quickly. But then he says, mature quickly, right? How willing are we to mature? He doesn't want to marry an immature person. It's not that we just say, I do, and it's, you know, we kiss our wife or husband in a different case, and then we're married. No, he wants us to be transformed day by day, right, in these little up and down valleys where the water flows. But without this topography of up and downs, he can't flow. How is he going to flow if it's just flat, right? But in this portion where we say, Lord Jesus, come quickly, he wants, how willing are we for him to come quickly? Am I doing my part? I'll speak for myself. Am I doing my part to be transformed into his image so that he can come back? Because he needs a second half.
Right?
He didn't want man to be alone, but he also realized that he can't be alone. So he needs somebody to be his other half, just like we have another half. Anyway, the church, as the bride of the Christ, is truly the one with Christ. Christ is the first half, and we are the second half.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I enjoyed this week seeing these principles, beginning with walking by the Spirit. Be joined to the Lord as one Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is a life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Being members of the body of Christ, practicing the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And also persevering in prayer.
Amen.
But in my experience, I tried all those things as an individual Christian. It just didn't work anymore. It wasn't until I came to day four.
Amen.
My class. Day four, in which Brother Lee speaks of the body Christ.
Yeah. The body of Christ.
And in this verse it says, as therefore you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him.
Amen.
The Christ. The Christ today is the body Christ.
Yeah.
If we're not in the church life, brothers and sisters, we are not in the up-to-date Christ.
Yes.
Christ is the body Christ.
Amen. Yes.
And what I this line underscores is a fixed principle in every day.
Yeah.
When you read it, you may read the principle, but the underlying principle is the church life.
Amen.
Built up to be Christ's expression.
Amen.
For the producing of the bride.
Amen.
And I really was touched by two lines. Brother Lee said, I cannot have the head without the body.
Wow. Yeah.
You are no longer only the individual Christ. You are the body Christ.
Amen.
And listen to this line. It makes a great difference in our Christian life to walk in the corporate Christ.
Right.
Most Christians today have been robbed of the riches of Christ.
Right.
Most are spiritually poor and weak. You know why? Simply because they care only for Christ and not for the church.
Right.
And that's a bold statement.
Yeah.
Because we hear so much how we need to be focused on Christ, and we are,
yeah.
You know. But for what purpose? Mm-hmm. It's for the Lord's interest on the earth today.
Amen.
It's for the expression and the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
For the bride so he can come back.
Amen.
That's why we're here.
Amen.
And the church life is this procedure
by which
God accomplishes his purpose.
Amen.
I just had to thank the Lord. Lord, thank you for being in the church.
Amen.
Thank you for including me in the church.
Amen.
What a praise and glory to the Lord.
Amen. I want to continue with what the brother just shared. You know, this week, this message is very, very weighty. We need to see and experience these governing principles. So we will not make a mistake, even in the church life here. There, in day 5 and 6, talk about his smiling face, his presence means everything to us. And he is leading us by the Spirit and the Word. So there's a background in the Exodus. But what I enjoy, you have to go day 4, you have to see what kind of Christ we are walking in.
Yeah.
Right? And the Colossians 2:6 just captured my whole being. Walking him. And then walk by the Spirit. So what kind of Christ we see and we experience? Well, I enjoy that through this. I don't have too much time, but I just appreciate Apostle Paul in Acts 9 when he saw something, heavenly vision. When he saw the body of Christ, that changed the whole way of the way he served, his life, and everything. He started preaching about the body of Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
The same way, brother, sister, may this ministry unveil to us, all remove all the veil. So we see this Christ went through that process, being enlarged, right? And become a corporate Christ, including head and the body to be one. What? And he is the incorporate God.
Amen.
We don't have to wait until that day in the New Jerusalem,
right.
In the church life. We are in this process.
Amen.
So may the Lord rescue us from all these things that we do not see. We enjoy this enlarged, the corporate Christ, the body Christ.
Amen.
What a continue this. Today, read it from the outline on day 4. Today the Lord is building the body Christ in the church life.
Amen.
At the end of a brother Lee's ministry, he very much emphasized that. And there are 3 sub-points very quickly. I just read to you. In the body of Christ, we enjoy Christ as everything. Yes, in a meeting, bigger meeting or small meeting or home meeting and so forth, we enjoy Christ. Yes, enjoyment. Mm-hmm. And then too, the, in the body of Christ, there is the function of all the members. Yes, in a home, all the members can what? Either you are big or small, you can exercise your function. Now here's a catch, number three. In the body of Christ, there is the blending together.
Amen.
Blending of the members in the what? Oneness of the triune God.
Amen.
When I touch that, it says to me, I cannot stay in my little cultural background. Why it's being alive in the church, like there's so many different ones. I need to be what? I need to be blended together.
Amen.
In the oneness of the triune God. I only see this much. Brothers and sisters, when we see, we need to fellowship with the member of the body. We need to be blended together. We need to have the oneness of the triune God. The Lord will save us.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'd say I took some steps in Christ this week.
Amen.
Unfortunately, it wasn't all that positive. I'll just mention this. So the first governing principle is to have the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I was really touched. I believe it's day three or four, where the presence of the Lord is the face of the Lord.
Right, yeah.
And so you can have someone with you, just kind of like the story of those five brothers that took the train from point A to point B. And so four of them stayed together in the same car, but one was, he wanted to be by himself, so he was a car behind them. And so technically that brother was with those other four, but his presence wasn't with them.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so towards the end of my week, I was serving the Lord, but I pushed him away, and I didn't spend time with him in the morning. And so the Lord was with me, but his presence wasn't with me.
Wow.
And then the way I got saved is through walking in the body Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened was yesterday morning, some college brothers and high school brothers found their way into my home. And eventually things happened, gave them a tour of UT. And then one college brother just started to share his testimony. And he shared how in the very beginning, the Lord put all of these people around him with his family, with the environment that he's in. And they loved the Lord to the uttermost.
Mm.
And he would help a brother set up for one of the college meetings, but because he was so focused on school, he would set up beforehand and he would leave right before the meeting.
Mm.
And then he shared in tears, like to the high school brothers, I felt like I was at the door of the kingdom, but I turned away.
Oh, no.
And as he was sharing that, I felt like, wow, Lord, like I'm here, I'm doing all these things for you. And there's this brother, he's just pouring out his heart to these high school brothers. And at the same time, he was speaking to me like, Brian, I am here. And I want to not just have you serve me, but I want you to have my presence.
Amen. Amen.
As good as it is that I'm with you,
yeah.
I want to be in the same car as you. And I want to serve together with you.
Amen.
So I felt like I was saved by these two governing principles.
Right.
We need the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to walk in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Christ isn't just for us individually, but we can enjoy his riches through the body.
Amen.
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 In the scripture, we can find this word, body of Christ, but in 1 Corinthians 12:12, for even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So in this verse, we can find this concept of body Christ, because Christ is a body with many members. This is the body Christ, the incorporated Christ. And also in a book named Messages for Building Up New Believers by Watchman Nee, there's a message on seeking God's will, that there are three main factors for us to know God's will. Maybe we all familiar with those. We can
know God's will by reading the environment, by the teachings from the scriptures, and also by the Spirit, by the guidance in the Spirit. But there are some supplemental factors given after this. First one is the fellowship with the church. And because Brother Nee said, our individual feeling or understanding of the scripture are limited. But in the fellowship with the church, we can be balanced, and that is more reliable for us to understand the will of God. Yeah, so no matter we are laboring on campus or we are burdened for children, young people, or any kind of service, first, we need to care for the church. Yeah, we cannot say, oh, the one who sits next to me, he's not a college student, he's not a young people, so I don't have to care for him. But as we are living and walking in him, we need to care for the church.
Amen.
And that is not limited to one local church. Whenever we make any decisions, we need to care for the body of Christ. That means a universal body, universal church. Once we make any decision, we not only care for the benefit of the saints in one local church, but we care for the saints in every local church, the saints in the body.
Amen.
So that's why we pray for them. We pray for Lord's move in many places, and also we pray for some saints in different localities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that is the practice of living in the incorporate Christ.
Amen.
In the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I also enjoy this matter of our walking in Christ is to walk in this body Christ.
Amen.
And I'm not sure how this is going to come out, but all I can say, you know, like the brothers have shared, there is a big difference. If we are just living an individual Christian life versus living in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just, I think we can all consider our experience. You know, before I came in church life, I received the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I even touched the Lord every now and then. But compared to my experience in the church life, so much more riches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So much more supply.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just would like to testify that, you know, I've received so much.
Amen.
From my body.
Amen.
So much supply.
Amen.
And, you know, I thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that I am in the body.
Amen. Amen.
By his mercy and grace,
amen.
Praise the Lord, I'm
here. Amen.
And, you know, I really was touched by this line. He said, we have the inner sense that we are rich.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone in the church is a spiritual billionaire.
Amen.
Amen.
We are all rich.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, maybe you have a down day or whatever, but you have to remember you're in the body.
Amen.
Amen.
You're a spiritual billionaire.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 This is really a colossal matter this week that we are in the body Christ.
Yeah.
Some saints shared with us one time, you know, you may feel that you're down, but the body is always a net positive.
Yeah.
So we need to walk in this body Christ.
Yeah.
And part of this walking in the body of Christ is we need to go and blend.
Yes.
So I had the honor and the privilege to go to Taiwan and blend with the saints for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And really saw the body Christ.
Wow. Good.
So one of the governing principles this week that really touched me was this, the last one on persevering in prayer.
Yeah.
That one really touched me because Christians are people of prayer. If we don't have a prayer life, then it's really hard to say, are we really Christians?
Yeah.
because our prayer life is our maintaining our contact with the Lord, with the head Christ, but also with the body Christ. And so, you know, a quick definition, you know, this word persevere was very impressive. It means to continue in a course of action, even in the face of difficulty, or with little or no prospect of success. We have to persevere in our prayer. And this matter of walking in the body Christ, you know, going to Taiwan, I think what I was most impressed with was this needs to become our real subjective and practical living. So, you know, if you want to hear more, you know, reach out and we'll spend a couple hours together. But a couple of things that they really, you know, some saints that we contacted there, they practice in their church life is they practice a 1 minute prayer, 2 minute gospel, and 3 minute shepherding. And it is just built into their life. It's not so much about the minutes. It's about the contact. Right. It's about the persevering. Minute by minute, moment by moment,
amen.
Contacting the Lord, wow. And contacting one another.
Amen.
And so I just enjoy this so much. So I just want to finish what Crosby already had us read at the beginning. That last point was so precious. Concerning persevering in prayer, I wish to say that we need to be willing to make a deal with the Lord, even to make a vow to Him that we will be a praying people.
Amen.
If all the saints and all the churches make such a deal with the Lord, the recovery will be greatly enriched and uplifted.
Amen.
So may the Lord gain this among us. Amen. May He gain us as a praying people.
Amen. Amen.
So I'll share a little something, but some more sisters need to join in to share something, don't they, Chris? So these governing principles, I thought we were just, you know, I saw the title, well, we're going to learn a few things here, some governing principles. And actually, all of these are very, very experiential.
Yeah.
We need to see and we need to experience. Why? So that we really can possess Christ as the good lamb. This book is all about laboring on this all-inclusive Christ as the good lamb. So this is all about owning Him, taking possession of Him, enjoying Him in all of His riches. So I really liked this second point that's centered on 1 Corinthians 6:17, who is joined to the Lord as one spirit.
Amen.
Because this is a very, very important principle to see and experience. It has much to do with the thing in day three as well. The one in whom we need to walk is the Christ in His full ministry in three stages. And so there, it talked about how God was willing to become something else, not just God. He became flesh. That's His first becoming. And the second one was that He in the flesh became the life-giving Spirit. And then thirdly, His becoming involves not just Him, but somebody else. The built-up church becomes the body of Christ, consummates the New Jerusalem, so that ultimately our mingled spirit speaks together.
Right.
You know, our spirit speaks and His spirit speaks
right.
as one.
That's right.
At the end of Revelation, the spirit and the bride, say, come.
Amen.
This actually becomes our gospel. Brothers and sisters, if we are really enjoying the Lord in all these ways, His gospel goes out from us effortlessly. The Spirit and the Bride speaking together to whoever will hear, to just tell them, come.
Amen.
Come and take a drink.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I really like this week. And you know, the first part of first stage of Christ's ministry, the whole world is kind of familiar, maybe not appreciate, right? That God became a man and the incarnated God and to redeem us. But that second stage, you know, that stage of inclusion is really really something that the Spirit was compounded. You know, there's that verse that says he offered himself through the eternal Spirit.
Yeah.
And then also he was designated the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness. Mm-hmm. This was the compounding pharmacy in the universe, right? Mm-hmm. The Christ of the first stage was compounded by the Spirit, compounded into the Spirit to become all-inclusive. And he became pneumatized. Mm-hmm. He was pneumatized. You know, if you have a problem breathing and your oxygen level is low, they put you on this nebulizer thing to get your oxygen level back up. Mm-hmm. And because everything is it's been pneumatized. Mm-hmm. And then they take you off of it and have you walk to see if you can maintain that oxygen level. And well, fallen humanity cannot maintain any kind of oxygen level.
Wow.
So we need to live in the reality of the pneumatized Christ.
Amen.
So there's this verse that says, as you have received the Christ.
Amen.
I like that it didn't say, as you have received Jesus. As you mentally recollect the Christ that was incarnated on the no. It says, as you have received the Christ.
Amen.
He was made Lord in Christ in his ascension, right? He was in the stage of pneumification, in the stage of the compounded spirit, the inclusion. That's what I'm looking for. I'm sorry. And so, as you have received this one, so walk in him, right? We don't take off the nebulizer. We keep the pneumatic Christ, and so we learn to breathe him. I enjoyed this week very, very much. Realizing, Lord, I am in you.
Amen.
I am in the pneumatized Christ as my land.
Amen.
So all the things I'm seeing, Lord, I'm seeing them. You're seeing them.
Amen.
And all of our situations become opportunities for us to experience Christ
amen.
And to be incorporated with him.
Amen.
I want to say amen to that, brother.
Amen.
Every opportunity.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, what a good thing to do. Matthew, I knew you when you were a little kid. Now you're so tall. You know, one time I went to do some work at your house, and then Matthew was preparing something. And I said, oh, Matthew's preparing something for somebody. But then he brought it to me. And you don't remember that? I said, oh, I didn't know he was doing it that for me. I was doing some work then. Lord Jesus, you know, this week I'm really excited about the Lord and his economy.
Amen.
And one thing I want to say, it is of God, Johnny. It is of God that we are in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Did you do anything? Not me. I was born into some very loving Christian parents. Now, did I choose that? Of course not. You know, so all through my life, it's been in my, where? In my mind, in my spirit, I don't know, somewhere in my being. But one thing I'm learning as I live along my life, one of the psalmists said, Lord, remember me in your loving kindness.
Amen.
You know, because that's all I'm good for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord's loving kindness. Am I good for anything else? I don't think so. This week, the ministry, the ministry is loaded with understanding about who the Lord is.
Amen.
You know, I mean, just read it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just read it for weeks if you want to. Mm-hmm. So this gives us the opportunity to wherever we go in our daily life, with your neighbors, when you go shopping, you go visit friends, you go visit family, we would have plenty to explain about who the Lord is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Lord. I feel like I've been living, experiencing this morning, Amen. Day four, the last paragraph, starting with the sentence above. We all need to share a portion of Christ and enjoy a portion of others. This mutual sharing of Christ by all the members of the body can be compared to the circulation of blood in our physical body. Mm-hmm. I felt that this morning. I was like, Lord, I'm glad I'm here. I'm so glad to be around the saints. It's been a busy week. I really enjoyed your speaking in that because I kind of had the same type of, you know, we all kind of have that same. But I felt, as soon as people were standing up and people were sharing, I was like, whew. I felt like I had been sitting on my leg and it was asleep. And then all of a sudden, you feel a tingling and all of a sudden, whew, I move, you know what I mean? You just feel instantly the Amen. Circulation of blood. Yeah. And I thought, I feel something. I was like, where's that paragraph? And then I thought, that's what it is. The more member sends out the blood to the rest of the body, the more blood comes into that member.
Yeah.
The more that we open our mouths to release Christ, the more Christ comes into us. Sometimes, saints, I just love sitting in the table, and you know, we all have, you know, some of us have our eyes closed or whatever, but just to hear a certain voice,
Amen.
Just to know Marek is here. I mean, you know what I mean? There's just so many things that just release the flow.
Amen.
And I was just like, oh, thank you, Lord, that you know, shine this on us. That
yes.
we therefore, we all need to release our portion of Christ in the meetings.
Amen.
So thank you, saints, for your expression this morning of Christ because it was very well received.
Amen.
Amen.
Exodus 33:14-15, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Then Exodus 13:21 says, and Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. I was just really touch that we really need the Lord's presence, you know, and then which touched me is like, and I will give you rest. The children of Israel did not have rest. They were just wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. So our life is just a wandering, but if we have the Lord's presence, that's when we have rest.
Yes.
You know, we try to do many things to like distract ourselves, and I don't know, even sleeping, I'm like so tired, I'm like, I just want to sleep, and then you wake up even more tired. But then the true rest is with the Lord's presence.
Yes.
Yes. And the Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud during the day. You know, in this Texas heat, when you're outside, when you see a cloud, you're like so thankful. You know? So in the desert, imagine how hot it is. The Lord was a pillar of cloud. Our life is full of hot or heat, whatever we're going through, the Lord is the pillar of cloud. And the cloud signifies the spirit.
Yes.
So we have the Lord as a spirit in us during the day. And at night, he's a pillar of fire. The pillar of fire is the word of God.
Amen.
You know, so we need the spirit and the word of God.
Right.
In the desert at night, it's severe, like it's like extremely cold. But the Lord was the fire to not just give them light, but also give them warmth. You know, we go through things and we're like, oh Lord, I can't, you know, it's shivering. Whatever situations, the Lord can be our cloud and he can be our light. So praise the Lord, we have his presence.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we have his presence.
Amen.
I really enjoy this week's portion, particularly the day four, concerning the body Christ. I was really convinced when I was reading the day four's portion. Here it says, some believers may feel that there's no need to go to a meeting in order to enjoy Christ. If they stay by themselves, they may enjoy a small portion of the individual Christ, but they will never enjoy the riches of the body Christ.
Yeah.
This is very governing principle, because the Lord's recovery, here is the recovery of the body Christ in the church life. And this body Christ is the corporated Christ, corporated God. So we are now is walk in Christ. Amen. This Christ is the body Christ.
Amen.
So saints, may the Lord continue to recover us.
Amen.
Recover our vision.
Amen.
That we have not just the individual Christ. We have this Christ is rich, but it's in the church life. Yeah. This is the body Christ.
Amen.
Sorry, I'd like to share something from the True School.
Amen.
I was one of the serving ones from True School, and I'd like to share one of the lesson that we went over during the True School, which was, which I really enjoyed, which was consecration. And throughout the whole True School, the theme or the message, the topic was knowing and experiencing life. And when I was reading the book, and when it mentioned of the consecration, it starts going over, since the topic is life, I thought, okay, consecration has to do something with the life, but I never made those two dots really connected, life and consecration. Because most of the time, I think about consecration, it's mostly I give up something. I give something to the Lord, I give all to His hand. And when I read the consecration, I had a privilege to doing an overview for that consecration message, a lesson. So when I was reading the first paragraph about the consecration, that lesson, it said the consecration is, it was basically saying taking every opportunity to, in any situation, to offer our life to God, to receive God as life and experience Him as life.
Wow.
And grow in Him.
Amen.
So even though there's so many things that we could go over, like altars and sacrifice and such, but what it comes down to it at the end is whatever we give up, He replaces it with something better, which is His life.
Amen.
So even though we're giving up something, the truth is we're receiving as we're giving up.
Amen.
So and compared to what we're giving up compared to what we're receiving, it's nothing. So consecration is more like, instead of giving up, but it's more like receiving. Yes. And that part I was so enjoying.
Amen. Amen.
Well, briefly, I don't know if there might be some others from the summer school too that I want to share, but I was impressed this verse related to the title. It says, governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good man.
And it's very encouraging that week by week when we come together, even day by day, we're just being encouraged to see more of Him.
Amen.
And saints, the Christ we see is the Christ we get.
That's right.
Listen to this verse. This is Genesis 13:15. God said to Abraham, all the land that you see, I will give it to you.
Amen.
All the land that you see,
amen,
I will give to you.
Amen.
And I just encourage, Lord, grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation,
amen, amen,
to see more of you.
Amen.
Because the more we see Him, the more we gain Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing your good land this morning, saints.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Just some of the prayers from the spoken message was, one was, Lord, as the law of the Spirit of life, cause me to walk according to the Spirit and by the Spirit today.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is, Lord, I pray that your presence would go with me, and I pray that you would give me rest as I am serving you. I want to serve with you as my rest.
Amen.
Amen.
And then this last one was, Father, give me the Holy Spirit. Father, fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I just felt like, you know, this week, these prayers really made it possible, right,
wow,
to enter in and possess and gain the good land.
Amen.
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 time for one more? Okay. Full circle back to Bob and the corporate Christ. So it's very striking with this verse in 1 Corinthians 12:12. Even as the body is one, has many members, mm-hmm. yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the church. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
So also is the Christ. Logically, it should say the church.
Yeah.
But it says the Christ. And, you know, of course, and this came up in our meeting, our group meeting on Friday night, when Paul was knocked down, you know, the Lord said, why are you persecuting me? Mm-hmm. How can you persecute mm-hmm. the Lord on the throne? Mm-hmm. How on earth can you do that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Mm-hmm. He was persecuting all the members of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So there was a revelation right there that Christ is corporate. Amen. He's not just on the throne. He's on the earth today and all of his members.
Amen.
And then for this to say, as therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. And it says in Colossians 2:6, the verse I just read you, the one in whom we need to walk is the incorporated God.
Yes.
Have you ever considered that, reading Colossians 2:6? As therefore you have received the Christ, Jesus the Lord, walk in him. That's to walk in the church life.
Yeah.
Have y'all considered that? That was like new to me this week. But it absolutely matches my experience. Absolutely matches my experience. The reason Christ is so rich to me is because of you.
Right.
It's not because I'm off on an island somewhere enjoying the unsearchable riches of Christ. It's because I'm contacting the brothers and sisters every day. I was considering just yesterday, I spent time with the brothers in the morning just enjoying the riches. And then some saints were going out on the gospel. So got together with those saints and we prayed, and then they came back carrying the riches. Several had prayed to receive the Lord and this and that. It's just like, wow, I got so invigorated.
Amen.
I got so enriched with Christ.
Amen.
But it wasn't from my personal time with the Lord. Although, I mean, I do enjoy the Lord in my personal time.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be just minuscule, if at all, without the corporate Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, also just real quickly, because I know that I did hear that bell, so I'll sit down. But after we finish the training, we're really burdened to getting into the matter of our grouping. Yeah. How much are we grouped together with the saints?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen. So we're going to continue this burden
Amen.
Of living in the corporate Christ. So Amen. Stay tuned.
Amen.
Chris, if we persecute the saints, even in a negative way, we're going to get Christ.
You may get a spanking.
Amen. Was there anybody else?
I like from day four, where it says about meeting. Really quick, because we are in the body, and our part of the body, we are enjoying those body. Some believers may feel there's no need to go to meetings. Otherwise, if they stay by themselves, they may enjoy some more their individual Christ, but they may never enjoy the body of Christ. In the means of church, every member has a portion of Christ. That's the reason we have to meet, not just on Lord's Day, but throughout the week. I understand how it can be time consuming. I sympathize for that because I like to have time to myself too. I'm not going to hide that, no. Because I try to make time to exercise throughout the week and keep up with other things. So I like a balance. So 3 to 4 days is a good number for me. But to each their own, just function and go to try and make the means according to your measure, capacity, and of course, time available.
Amen.
Thanks, we are so rich.
Amen.
We are all spiritual billionaires.
Billionaires.
We're spiritual billionaires.
Amen.
We're all rich.
Amen.
We just need to see it and walk in it.
Amen.
You know, the Lord promised Abraham the good land to him and his seed, but he had to first see it and walk in it.
Yeah.
You know, when they were journeying, Lot saw the land of the Jordan, and he saw that it was well watered, looked very lush. So he saw it, and you know what he decided to do? I'm going that way. He journeyed down to Sodom, to that area. Eventually he dwelt there. But in contrast, the Lord came to Abraham, and Brother Dean read one of the verses in 15. He said, all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your seed forever. And then in verse 17 it says, rise up, walk through the land according to its length and its breadth, for I will give it to you.
Amen.
So we see and we walk. Those are the two things here in this. And they're guiding principles. We need to see them and we need to walk in them so that we can possess the good land. You know, in a real brief kind of synopsis, you know, there was some guiding principles, kind of, in a sense, it was like instructions on a map, you know, guiding principles. Make sure you do this. Make sure you take this turn. Make sure you pass through this area. Whatever it is, the Lord was kind of, this outline was kind of giving us some guiding principles for entering in and experiencing the all-inclusive Christ as our good land. And the first guiding principle is that we're walking in Him, not the physical Christ, but the all-inclusive Spirit.
Right.
He is our good land. He is our good land. And where is He now? He's in our spirit.
Amen.
So another key principle is we have the mingled spirit.
Yes.
You want to walk in Him, you have to realize the good land, all the riches are in the Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
So we need to spend time in the mingled spirit.
Amen.
That's where we're walking in this land. And then we have to also see that He's this Christ in His full ministry. He wants to go from the bachelor God all the way to the incorporated God. So He came in these three stages, right, of incarnation, inclusion, intensification, all for this. Because He wants to obtain His bride so that He and they can be one. And then you have another governing principle here, and that is the Christ. The Christ. Not just the individual Christ, but the incorporated Christ,
Amen.
The body Christ.
Body.
And I'll share a little bit more of my enjoyment on that here in just a minute. But the next one was His presence. His presence and His smile mean everything, right? They mean everything. In our journeying, we're journeying by His presence and by His smile. He's our real GPS. God's presence and smile. That's our GPS. We don't know, Lord, what do we do? Where's Your presence, Lord? And sometimes we have His presence, but we may not have His smile.
Right. Yeah.
His presence will go with us, permit us in certain situations, but we have to find His smile.
Yeah.
So as we're journeying in the land, we need to find God's presence and smile.
Amen.
And then the final one was, oh, I love this one too. We live and serve in the reality of the priesthood.
Amen.
By having much and thorough prayer in our life and service. This is really, I mean, when we're here in the land, we are not just individuals. We are a priesthood.
Yes.
As we're laboring in the land.
Yeah.
And it's not so much what we can do.
Right.
We have to be emptied.
Yeah.
We have to be emptied, unloaded, and just
willing.
Yes, willing. Persevering in prayer.
Amen.
Lord, bring us all into all the reality of these wonderful items.
Amen.
And like many have shared, I was also very touched with day four. You know, day four, the verses there, I think, Chris, you alluded to this as well. You have two the Christs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In 1 Corinthians 12:12,
right.
It's being many are one body, so also is the Christ. And then in Colossians 2:6, it's therefore as you have received the Christ.
Yeah.
I had never really put those together.
Yeah.
And in the outline point, it has the Christ.
Yeah.
The outline says the Lord's present recovery is the recovery of the body. Sorry, the body Christ, the Christ in the church life.
Yeah.
The body Christ is the incorporated God. Thus, to walk in Christ is to walk in Him as the body Christ, who is the incorporated God.
Amen.
And like many have shared, you know, this is there. I don't think I had really had that much appreciation when I was younger of the riches in the saints.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk about it, but I think as time goes on and you just get to be more mingled and blended with the saints,
mm-hmm.
you pray together with them, you mm-hmm. serve together with them, you grow together with them.
Yeah.
You just begin to appreciate the riches
Amen.
In the saints.
Amen.
You just realize, oh, the Lord is doing something so marvelous in that one. And that riches, when they share them, when they function in their measure, they become yours.
Yeah.
It's like you get the riches. You just, It's like you're being in a meeting full of saints, just have gems, you know, and just, they're just riches, but you get to enjoy them as yours.
Amen.
And that was my experience this week in Truth School. You know, I've served in so many Truth Schools, but over the last few years, we've taken more of a turn towards just being brought together to coordinate together, bringing parents together, college students, even younger, you know, ones who just graduated from high school. And anyway, I don't know what it was this week. I was just full of appreciation for all the different members and their function. I think in some years past, and maybe because I grew up in an era where it was like just a handful of people carrying out the whole thing and watching them, I kind of felt like that's what I had to do as I served in Truth School.
Yeah.
But I've just appreciated more and more, like, I don't have to do it.
Amen.
That saint is functioning in such a wonderful way.
Amen.
I just get to appreciate it and enjoy it.
Amen.
I don't know how to explain it. It was just like, even the college brothers, Noah shared a lesson overview. I was just enjoying their sharing. I was enjoying the Christ coming out of them.
Amen.
One of the dads, actually a few of the dads shared some of the special topics. I just enjoyed their fellowship.
Amen.
One of them, I was thinking, when I was like coming up with all the special topics, I was thinking, I want to share that one. But one of the brothers was the first one to volunteer. I want that one. And I was kind of like, oh. But when he shared it, it was so good. He shared it so much better than I would have shared that point. I just got to sit there and enjoy the riches from that brother.
Amen.
It just happened time after time, situation after situation, to the point where,
amen,
I don't know. Yesterday I was having time with the Lord and just reviewing the outline, and I was just full of appreciation when I came to point four. Like, Lord, you placed us in this land.
Amen. Yeah.
And it wasn't just, Lord, you placed us in you as the good land.
Right.
It was, Lord, you placed us in this wonderful corporate Christ.
Yes.
What a wonderful place.
Yes.
I was just full of emotion. Lord, thank you for giving us the saints, for giving us one another.
Amen.
Saints,
amen.
Your enjoyment of the Lord is your riches of Christ,
amen.
But it's not just for you. It is for all of us,
amen.
All of us to enjoy,
amen.
So that we can walk in it,
amen.
And possess them,
amen.
So we can all be spiritual billionaires.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can I follow you 30 seconds when Brother Chris mentioned about grouping? Since it's not a small thing, the Lord put us all together, we can be grouped together. You know, day six, persevere in prayer. We need a prayer group. Those ones closer to us, then we know them and we get built up together. And the other group, Sunday night, there's a fellowship meeting. Since we care for the new one, young one, come for the fellowship. Only 1 hour on Zoom, 8 to 9. We need your portion. You know, and also some other day when I get together, pray with a brother for particular one's knee in Mexico, there's a building up.
Amen. Group. Amen. Amen. All right, how about we, thank you, Lewis. So we can get into the announcements now, but before we do that, if we have any guests, we always like to introduce guests or some visiting out of town or just haven't been here with us for a while. Anyone in this section? How about this section? Anyone visiting or?
Oh, okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Marika. Just here for the weekend for my grandmother's memorial. But yeah, I have my graduation next week from the full-time training.
So,
praise the Lord. Wonderful to see you all.
Hi, Saints. We're from the church in Bakersfield. In California, and so, and I know Brother Andrew, he's a dear brother. We went to college together at San Jose State University. My name's Michael, and this is my wife, Jasmine. We have a boy and a girl here. We have two girls in the young people's meeting.
Amen. Amen. Anyone in this section? Over here, any guests? All right. Without further ado, let's get into the announcements. So you can look on, you can follow if you get the announcements online, if you get the email as well. So we'll continue with week 11 this coming week from the Holy Word for Morning Revival. We have our church Bible reading schedule, if you follow that schedule. And then also on the life studies, going through the life study, church is going through the life study of Romans now, and we'll be on messages 16 and 17 this week. They have been so good. Okay, important item, semi-annual video training. Registration is open. So we're past the deadline, so there is a late fee, but it's only $25. And since we're all spiritual billionaires, I know we encourage all the saints to participate. Those who are not going live, this is our biannual corporate truth pursuit together with the Lord's fresh speaking to the recovery. And this time it's on the, it's very simple title. Can you remember? It's the experience, enjoyment, and expression, right, of the Lord. So, okay, Young Working Saints Gathering on June 22nd. There'll be a gathering for the Young Working Saints today.
That already happened.
Oh, that happened. Sorry. Early registration for Summer School of Truth, week number two. It's split up now, so there's a second week coming up. Week number two, early registration is open until June 23rd. Today. After which, the price goes up. So, get in now. Gospel trips to French-speaking Europe. This link to the LSM newsletter, issue number 30, gives a brief history. I encourage you to go read those. They're very encouraging. The church has been praying. The churches have been praying for the Lord's move in France.
Yes. Amen.
So please, take the opportunity to read these very encouraging reports. Outlines the current burden and then gives a preview of the upcoming gospel trips with names of cities and numbers, maps, all the following. At the following link, you will find highlights from the Torch Relay number 6 highlights. And I see Yvette's back. Were you on number 6? So Yvette went on trip number 6. So anyway, you might want to invite her to lunch to hear some good reports about trip number 6. Okay, I think that's good. There's the upcoming events that you can read on your own.
Amen.
And two more things. Isai sent a text here real quick letting us know where our children are. Children can be, this is a very important point. Children can be picked up. Toddlers are in room 102, K through 3 in 106, and grades 4 through 6 in cabin 107. And then just one final announcement here. Sorry, I'm not very well organized. So this will be our last simultaneous Zoom meeting for Central District. So this is it. That dispensation is ending. It is over. So, but what we do have, we're still recording the meeting. So if saints are not able to attend the in-person meeting, they can get it at austinmediaroom.com. There's now a new tab at the top. The main tab is home, and then there's a second tab called Lord's Day Morning Meetings. So as soon as possible after the meeting, the brothers will upload the Lord's Day Morning Meeting there, and it's available to the saints. So you just click on that second tab, and anyone can go there to listen to the table meeting and prophesying meeting.
Amen.
Is there anything else? Okay, we're almost on time. We're dismissed.
Amen.